Welcome to the Love with Intelligence radio show with your host, international relationship and dating coach, Lily Walford. In this show, we are going to be diving into how you can enjoy undeniable love that lasts.
Hello, 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 and welcome. So we've got another juicy topic for you guys this week. Where to meet a self-aware and emotionally available partner organically and offline. Because I don't know about you guys, but I've heard so many people complaining to me about their dating fatigue, feeling fed up of finding themselves on dating apps and dating sites, and people have really started to appreciate the human interaction more now. So how do you meet someone without using a dating app? How do you meet someone without using a dating site? And that's what we're going to be going into today. So before we do, I actually want to share a story with you about one of my clients. And the funny thing is, I'll give her a fake name. So we'll call her Hannah. Hannah, a single mum, she was in her 40s when she met me, and she had been through toxic relationships after toxic relationship after toxic relationship, and she had really lost just faith in people. She just got fed up of, you know, these terrible relationships, wanting to be able to love someone fully, but she was almost getting abused and punished for it through these awful types of relationships. And she didn't want her children to see her go through those types of relationships either, because she knew that it was impacting them. The thing was as well, she kind of knew, because she's highly self-aware, highly ambitious, very driven, highly intelligent, yet she kept on finding herself go through these terrible, awful types of relationships. And she just got to that point where, you know what, enough's enough. You know, she was like, I'd rather stay single than be in the wrong type of relationship. But she knew that she really wanted a relationship. She knew that she wanted to be able to enjoy a long-lasting relationship. She knew she wasn't destined to be on her own. She knew that she was, you know, someone who loved to love. And she wanted someone who was going to appreciate it and love her back in return. That was important to her. So when she met me, she was kind of just at that point where it was almost like, this is it, or I'm not even bothering with dating sites or just dating people at all. It was sad because she'd gone through so much in these past relationships where she'd been controlled, where she'd been betrayed, where she'd been cheated on, where she'd been lied to, you know, where she's almost the mum to her partners. You know, she was the breadwinner. She was the person who, you know, kept everything together. She was the one who always tried to fix the relationship or fix her partner, basically, the amount of partners that she went through, where it was almost like she was healing them. And they always left her better off than when she first met them. She got fed up of that. And I don't blame her for getting fed up with that. But she was also in this place of just not being sure of what to do next. Now, Hannah and I worked with each other. I think it was about 3 or 4 months we worked together. But she met her partner within just a few weeks. And she didn't use a dating app. She didn't use a dating site. She didn't ask her friends to matchmaker. She didn't go and hang out in dodgy bars hoping for someone to step up and buy her a drink. And that's the beauty of this stuff when you start getting it right. It's easy. It's fun. It's not this synthetic thing of like trying to put yourself out there as bait and hope someone's going to, you know, approach you and snap you up. But one thing I want to share about this is not only did she meet her partner in just a few weeks of us working together, but she also met someone who was compatible with her. Someone who really understood her at that deep level. The funny thing is as well, I always know when someone's met the right person. Because they always come out with this statement of, wow, I've never known a connection like it. We talk all the time. We've got similar interests, but guess what? They actually see me for who I am and I see them for them. And we're both finding that a bit scary at the moment. Literally, usually word for word, I end up hearing that kind of statement from my clients when I know they've met someone who is actually right for them. I've literally just had one of my male clients today share that with me about a lady that he has just recently met. It's just gorgeous. So when Hannah met her partner, that's exactly what she felt. And it was just beautiful. She knew she'd met someone who's aligned with her. Also someone who also was ambitious, who had similar interests, who really wanted to build a life with her. And, you know, before we knew it, they were both jumping on coaching sessions with me, because I always say, look, if you've met the right person, bring them on the calls with us. So she was a one-to-one client, so she brought her partner on to the one-to-one calls, you know, after, you know, a month or two of dating. And we started talking about, okay, ways that they can ensure that they were creating a healthy relationship that felt good for both of them. Because by that point, they already knew that they were going to stay together. They already knew that they were going to commit fully together. They both knew that they wanted to get the best out of each other. So they decided to work on things together to create this loving, long-lasting relationship. Fast forward 18 months and, you know, they're living together. Kids are getting on great with them. You know, they've obviously had Christmas and holidays and things like that together. And it's perfect. It works. And one of the reasons why it works is, you know, not only did Hannah meet someone who was compatible with her, but she met someone who was self-aware, someone who's open to personal development, someone who was emotionally available, and someone who wanted a loving relationship with her. Because they could see who she was. They could love her for who she was. They didn't want to change her. They wanted to love her. They wanted to grow with her. And that's exactly what they did together. They've created this beautiful relationship between them, and they know what works for them, they know what doesn't work for them, and they know how to communicate, they know how to create that loving intimacy together, they know how to deal with conflict, because all relationships have a level of conflict. The healthier ones know how to deal with it better. So this all happened because Hannah was able to date in the right way for her, without using dating sites, without using dating apps, without hanging out in bars. We worked together to create her personalized dating strategy. That's how powerful it is when you know how to date, you know, in a right way for you, and also in the right way for the type of person that you want to go ahead and meet. Because one of the things that we actually bring into this process is something called behavioral profiling. Now, behavioral profiling, we actually partnered up with someone called Chase Hughes. So if you haven't checked out Chase Hughes before, he's basically got about $30 million worth of government-backed research, has trained military operatives to a Jason Bourne, James Bond type level. So we have taken his research to be able to read someone within 6 minutes or less. So just by looking at someone or interacting with someone, and also how to read body language better than a polygraph machine. So we can see the truth in someone. And that's exactly what we train our clients to do as well. So they can make the most informed decision when it comes to meeting the right person for them. And also it deepens connection and intimacy and all these beautiful things as well. So with that information, we actually say, right, this is your profile. This is who you are as a person. And this is how we can tell. And based on that, we know that this type of personality, it would be perfect for you because of this and this and this and this and this. So what we do is we say, okay, how do we create a strategy where this person can easily meet this person in a way that feels easy, in a way that feels natural, and in a way where you're not putting yourself in dangerous situations or putting yourself in situations where you feel uncomfortable, awkward, and weird. Because that's important. Because at the end of the day, if you're meeting someone, you want to feel confident. You want to feel good. You want to feel like you're having a good time. Because guess what? The more that you laugh, the more that you're enjoying yourself, the more confident you feel, the more attractive you are. And the more attracted the right person will be to you. So that's exactly what we did with Hannah. We took her through that process, and that was how she met her partner. So this works, and this has worked for another client of mine, Sam, also Rebecca, a client of mine, which I won't mention his name because I'm still working with him, but it sounds like he's met his ideal partner there as well. Also Jenna, she's getting married this year. Same with Rebecca, actually, as well. So this works. I'm thinking another lady, I'm trying to think of her name now. Oh my gosh, who I worked with a couple of years ago. She's getting married. She's having a baby boy this year. So this works. But it's important for you to be able to understand yourself at that deeper level. Understand who is right for you. And then how to use that information so you're able to know how to go and, you know, meet that person. And we'll go through a couple of steps so you get a bit of an idea. And then at the end of this episode, I'm going to offer you a little bit of a chance for absolutely free to be able to go through a mini version of this process. So stay on till the end if you are ready to go through that process for absolutely free. So so let's kind of talk a little bit about this. So first question I want to ask, and I always ask people this question, is, are you ready for a relationship? You know, if I brought out your perfect partner right now and said, here you go, this is the person that's compatible with you, here you go, that's your ideal partner, what do you feel inside? Do you feel excitement? Do you feel good? Do you feel nervous? Do you feel a little bit like, oh, I want to run away? What do you feel? Because often this can bring up very interesting emotions for people, even if they don't quite know how to put words to them yet. Because if you think about it, Society has always taught us that we need to be a certain way to fit in and to be loved and to be accepted. Think how scary that is. We need to be a certain way, we need to wear certain clothes, we need to have certain jobs, we need to earn a certain income in order to be loved and accepted. So can you see how this thing of like people not feeling worthy of love or not feeling deserving of love because, you know, they don't feel like they fit the mold or anything like that. Remember what I said at the beginning. If you need to be a certain way, or if you need to work for love or do people pleasing or whatever it might be, is it really love that you're getting? Is it? Because what do we get love for? Do we get love for doing things or for just being ourselves? And this kind of comes back as well to this question of, are you acting from love or are you acting from fear? Because if you think about it as well, I need to think about a newborn baby. Do we look at that baby and go, well, you haven't earned that level of income, or you haven't done this, or, you know, well, actually you need to act this kind of way and then I can give you love. Don't say that. We don't do that. Babies are just babies. They are just loved perfectly for them, for who they are. And the sad thing is, down to conditioning, we lose that. So it's important to really come back to what love really is. And when you get to that stage, it's then loving and accepting who you are. I was chatting to another person today, and it was quite obvious that everything that they were doing was to hold people at arm's length. So this was another male client of mine that I was working with, and he was holding everyone at arm's length for a reason. And he knew that I knew. It was kind of one of those fun situations. Plus, I'm quite open. I say it as say it how it is. But the nice thing is, we had a chat today, and it came apparent the reason why he was holding people at arm's length. And he was saying, look, my business isn't going the way that I want it to. I don't feel like I'm where I want to be in life. And all these different materialistic things came out. For all the different reasons why he was holding his hands up and, you know, pushing away love. Does his bank balance make a difference to whether he is loved or not? Or is that what society dictates? And if that is the case, that he's not worthy of love, or he has to earn a certain level to love, is it really love that he's getting? And it kind of goes into, you know, obviously you start to understand then the patterns of the reasons why, even when he was doing really well, why he was going in the wrong kind of relationships, because it was earning love. Jumping through hoops for that kind of love. So you can start to see all the different reasons that can play into the right relationship or not. So when I ask the question, are you actually ready for a relationship? I don't just mean, you know, does it feel exciting? But have you healed enough? Do you love you? Do you accept you for who you are? Do you look at your life and go, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I've grown so much. Wow, I might have had a really tough life, but you know what? I've managed to do the best that I possibly can, and that's awesome. Or wow, I've made such an impact. How amazing that I've managed to do that. Can you actually look in the mirror and go, wow, I feel really proud of who I am? And the funny thing is, I've brought up those examples on purpose. Because they're all the superficial things that people look at first. So let me share what really matters. Have you ever thought about the really good qualities that you have as a person? Your personality, your beliefs, your values. You might be a really funny person. You might be really honest. You might be really loyal. You might be really loving. You might be really self-aware. You might be a very, very generous person. You might be really kind. You might be a really positive person. I want you to think about all the traits that you have as a person. You know, all of them. And tell me, how many other people are out there with those traits that you have? How rare is that? How special is that? Is that worth being proud of? Is that worth loving yourself for? Because that's the important part. What would you do if you met a partner with the exact same traits? Would you feel really grateful to have met them? Would you feel really excited? Would you feel like, wow, I've met someone who's got these beautiful traits and I get to share a life with them? Can you see the difference between not being ready for a relationship and being ready? Because the truth is, that tends to be the deeper work that I do with a lot of my clients. It's getting them ready. It's getting them to that place where, do you know what? I love myself. I love who I am. I've got myself to this moment, and I'm going to make sure that I actually get loved and create a relationship with the right person, because I haven't got this far in my life to give it all away to the wrong one. And this is where standards and boundaries start to come in. So that's the first step of actually meeting someone who is self-aware and emotionally available. Because how is a self-aware and emotionally available person going to view those traits in you? They're going to be thrilled with that. They're going to feel absolutely fantastic that they've met someone who's self-aware enough to do the work to get themselves to that place. And also, when you've done all that work on yourself and you've got yourself to that place, you know, how easy is it to recognize someone else who has done all that work on themselves and is in a place where they actually love and appreciate themselves? And how much easier is it to love someone who actually loves themselves already versus someone who doesn't love themselves? Can you see the difference now? So when people start to get to that stage, then it's about how do you know who is right for you. So I'm going to go into this in a little bit more detail because this is important, because this is the difference between, you know, looking in the right places and not. So part of actually understanding who is right for you is going back to you and understanding you a little bit more. What are the goals that you have for the future? What's the life that you're looking to create for the future? What's the direction you are going in? Because not many people really think and date with that in mind. And then they wonder why they enter relationships where they grow apart. You know, remember, over 50% of marriages end in divorce. People aren't taught how to have healthy and fantastic relationships. People aren't taught how to date in the right way. People aren't taught how to meet the right partner. You know, we can think of many people who can go out and date and meet just anyone. But not everyone knows how to meet the right person. And a big part of this is actually understanding you. So what do you want for the future? What sort of life are you creating? Do you want to have children? Do you want to get married? What type of job do you have? Do you want to live in this country or do you want to live in a different country? What are you wanting for the future? And what are you wanting for you? Because most people tend to sort of focus on wanting a relationship and focusing on the relationship. And what ends up happening is they end up in this codependent mess, which is so damaging. It's sad when you see people who are together, who obviously love each other, but they've lost themselves. They've lost their identity. They've lost their ability to grow. I don't agree with those types of relationships because I just think they're very, very damaging. So come back to, what do you want for you? What do you want to achieve? Are you actually happy with the life that you are living right now? And this is the other thing as well of actually being ready for a relationship. Is, are you actually in a place where you feel good about you and feel good about your life that you're currently living? Because the truth is, you know, if you bring in a relationship where you're not happy with the life that you're living, you are going to use that relationship as escapism. Just like a bottle of wine or chocolate or binge watching TV, you're going to use it to numb. So be really clear on how you feel about your life. So if you're struggling with this, if you're struggling with the way that you feel about your life, then start to take some steps of actually just feeling into your body. What feels good? Ask yourself, what do you want to do? What's going to feel good? What makes you happy? How can you bring some more balance into your life? And again, this is stuff that I go through with my clients because it's a little bit like building a house. If you've got wobbly foundations where you're not completely happy or feeling good and not knowing how to change that or how to actually live out a fantastic life, then that's going to implicate your relationship, any relationship that you have. So it's important to actually go into that and create the right kind of foundations and be clear on where you are heading for the future. And I'm not expecting you to be really, really super clear where it's like, oh yes, well, I know that I'm going to have a boy and a girl in the future and, you know, my husband's going to have blue eyes and blonde hair and he's going to be, I don't know, 6'5", and you know, I'm not expecting you to be that detailed. But sometimes just being able to say, well, okay, I have a dream to own a house in Florida. I don't know. or I have a dream of being a mum. Or I have a dream of having a very successful business. Be clear on those things, because you are going to want someone who actually believes in you, believes in what you want, and you want someone who's aligned with that. I often talk about compatibility as this thing where you want to get in the same car together, go to the same postcode, listening to the same music, enjoying the same route, because it makes life easier. Because if you're fighting over the different types of music that you're listening to, or you're wanting to go in the opposite directions, it's going to cause friction in that relationship. And also you can go into that place where you feel like one of you or both of you has to lose out what they really want. And that's that horrible word, compromise, which I don't agree with. I believe in collaboration, where you both do what's best for the relationship, but I don't believe in compromise, because compromise usually means that one person has to miss out and has to sacrifice. And if it feels like sacrifice, you're not in the right relationship or you haven't made the right decision together. So collaboration is always about doing things what's right for the relationship. So that's really, really important. Okay, so you've now discovered, you know, what you want for the future. Also, it's like looking at what type of partner would actually fit into your life. You don't want to end up with someone who's like a Netflix and chill kind of person if you're a fitness fanatic. Because it's going to be really hard to for that person to really understand, you know, that you've hit your PB and you're going to go out for a whole weekend with your running buddies because, you know, they're going to run some epic, I don't know, trail or something. you know what I mean. You want someone who's going to fit into, you know, you're going to fit into each other's lives really easily. And you're going to enjoy it and it's going to be pleasurable and it's going to be fun. You also want someone with similar values. If you're super, 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 super ultra polite and self-aware, being with someone who's not, or someone who doesn't know how to say please and thank you and treat other people in the nice way, that's really going to grate on you. So there's a few different things that you can look at. Do check out the compatibility matrix. So the Meet the One guide on our website. So that's lovewithintelligence.com, because that goes through so many different elements that will be able to support and help you. So the next thing is, where do these type of people hang out? So let's say you are someone who is highly ambitious and you actually enjoy doing things like personal development and you actually take time to actually learn about these things. Going to somewhere like a big personal development event, whether it's like learning NLP or learning something around psychology or learning about how to improve your performance in some sort of area, you know, something that you genuinely are interested in, that's going to be awesome. Let's say that you're someone who's highly spiritual. Well, what spiritual events really excite you? And the other thing is as well, when you start discovering where these type of people that you actually want to be with hang out, how can you recognize if they're emotionally and self-aware? How are they going to treat you? One way that you can recognize if someone is emotionally available and also self-aware is empathy. What's their level of empathy? Because if you've listened to my stuff before, you'll know that narcissists have no empathy. And the way that you can tell is looking at the facial expressions on the face. A genuine facial expression will gently fade off the face. You don't find yourself smiling and then not smiling. It's a very gradual process. So a genuine facial expression will gradually fade. Look out for that with a narcissist or someone who's not, you know, doesn't have that level of empathy. The facial expression will suddenly switch very quickly, or the topic will change very, very quickly. So you might say, oh, do you know what? I've done really well today. I've got a promotion. How awesome is that? That's fantastic. You know, the conversation with a healthy person would be like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Oh, gosh, you must be so proud of yourself. And da-da-da-da. You'll go on and sort of trail off ever so slightly to a neutral emotion. With someone who's not emotionally available or not self-aware or possibly narcissistic, you're going to have someone go, cool, that's great. So do you know what I did today? They will shut you down. So it's really important to listen out to whether they have your best interests at heart, whether they are emotionally, you know, able to understand you and have that emotional consideration. And also, you know, think about a level of self-aware. A self-aware person will be curious about you. Are they showing that curiosity? Are they asking questions about you? You know, whether that's just your well-being, You know, are you okay? Do you want a cup of tea or a coffee? You know, it's that genuine care. There's that awesome quote, I think Oprah Winfrey shared it. And it was, if someone tells you who they are, believe them the first time. So good, right? Because so often we want to see the best in people. We want to be able to go, oh, well, maybe they had a bad day, or maybe they just didn't think, or maybe da 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 da. We love to be able to see the best in people, but sometimes that can be to our detriment. So if you notice something that feels off and doesn't feel good, pay attention to it, because your body is having that reaction for a reason. I want you to think about a relationship that you entered that you knew wasn't right. And I want you to actually remember at the very beginning where you just knew at the very beginning, this isn't going to work. Deep down, you just knew that something wasn't right, something was wrong, something was off. How annoying is it looking back, knowing that you had that reaction and that you ignored it? How annoying is that? Because you wanted to see the best in that person. Please pay attention to that inner voice. It's there for a reason. The next thing is what we were talking about with Hannah. So when Hannah went through this process of getting ready for a relationship, understanding who was right for her, understanding where to meet this person, understanding how to recognize if they're emotionally available or not. The next stage was how could she create a healthy relationship with her partner? So I often talk about the four C's. Compatibility, because that's really important, because if you haven't met someone that you're compatible with, that relationship's not going to last very long. It's simple as that. Or it is, and it's going to feel very difficult. The next one is consideration. Does that person have your best interests at heart? Do they think of you? Because a relationship with no consideration is not a good relationship. The next one is communication. Now, communication is about having that openness, that honesty, the truth, the intimacy, the connection. Is it easy and does it feel good to talk to that person? Do you feel like you can be you? Because that's super important. And the last one is collaboration. Collaboration, if you're going to work together, it's really important that you are accountable for yourself. You're accountable for your emotions. You're accountable for your happiness. You're accountable for everything. You're accountable for you. Because imagine if you weren't accountable for your happiness and you put that on your partner. You made them responsible for your happiness. Imagine if they made you responsible for their happiness. How hard would that be? So it's really important to be accountable for you and they're accountable for them. Because when you start coming together and collaborate together, so it might be, you know, you might have an argument or you might have a conflict and, you know, you might say, well, I'm really upset that you said this. And they turn around and say, I didn't say that. How hard is it to work with someone to overcome something when they're not accountable for their words and their actions? So this is why it's important. Plus, the other thing is, this plays with the chemistry and passion within the relationship. What I tend to see in most relationships that go wrong is that the respect in the relationship goes because the people in the relationship are no longer equals. They slip into a parent-child relationship. You have one that feels responsible for the other partner. And that throws out a dynamic in the relationship and stops it from being long-lasting. Because the chemistry goes, the passion goes. That it gets so bad to the point where they don't even want to share a bed anymore. That's how scary this can go if the collaboration isn't right, if both partners aren't accountable for themselves, and also if one partner becomes responsible for the other partner. So it's really important to meet an equal. And as awful as this is, you won't meet an equal all the time. Your equal will be very different to someone else's equal. And that's important. It's not saying one's better than the other or anything like that, but it's important for you to meet someone who's equal to you, because otherwise you'll end up in a parent-child dynamic, the relationship will no longer continue, and it will just feel really like just a tough relationship where you're responsible or you feel like you can't meet that other partner's standards. So it's really, really important to make sure that you are meeting the right person. And if you want some support to go ahead and meet the right person, go to our website, lovewithintelligence.com. I'll repeat that again, lovewithintelligence.com. Now, there's two things that you can go ahead and do. There's one where you've got the Meet the One guide, and that goes into compatibility, how you can meet someone, whether it's online or organically. And the other thing that you can go ahead and do is you can book something called a Love Insights call. And that will be in the top right-hand corner. And what we'll do on there is we will go through what's important to you when it comes to your love life and how you can go ahead and meet someone who is right for you with absolute ease. And guess what? It's free. It's literally 15 minutes. You can get to talk to me. We can have a good old natter, find out what's been going on, and we can get you on the straight and narrow when it comes to your love life. Because at the end of the day, everyone deserves love. Not everyone knows how to get it. You know, we've got, majority of marriages are ending in divorce, which sucks. So I want to be able to support you to be able to enjoy the relationship that you desire and also the relationship you deserve. Because remember, everyone deserves love. So if you are ready, you know, whether you fancy going off and checking the Meet the One guide. I've actually had someone reach out to me and said they've met someone as a result of that guide, which is awesome. And I've also had another person who's met someone as a result of a 15-minute call with me, which is brilliant as well. She actually reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and shared everything that was going on, which was perfect. So if you need support, it is there. And also, just remember, you know, everyone needs help from time to time, and that's okay. It was quite funny, actually, just like thinking of the word, you know, the when it comes to help. I had a friend who had a really, like, really, really bad back. Basically, he's got an extra vertebrae. And from time to time, he'll just throw his back out completely. And, you know, his motto is very much like, I can heal myself. I can look after myself. I don't need anything. And funnily enough, we were sitting down, you know, we're having a coffee. It was myself, Jonah, and a few of our friends. And this guy's back was playing up, and the lady who was sitting next to him said, oh, do you know what I do? I actually do this really cool technique and da-da-da-da-da, which actually helps people with that. And he's like, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. Well, guess what? We actually said to him, stop being so proud, accept the help. He did. His back was better the same day. So if you don't need to suffer, don't suffer, because you don't deserve to suffer. If the help is there, take it, because it's going to be better for you. And that's important. You deserve a fantastic life, filled with love, filled with joy. So don't be proud to accept help. We all need it from time to time. And the nice thing is when you're able to receive help, you can give it too. So if you're able to help yourself better, you're able to help others better too. So it all works out in everyone's favour, which is beautiful. So before we wrap up today's episode, I'll sort of just run through the things that we've covered. So, where to meet a self-aware and emotionally available partner, organically and offline. So number one, are you ready for a relationship? Do you have a fantastic relationship with yourself first? Two, how do you know if someone is right for you? So this is where we looked at the compatibility components. How do you know if someone's actually aligned with your life? Do you know what you actually enjoy in your life? Do you know the direction you are going in? Number three, where are these kind of people hanging out that would be aligned with you and your life? So let's say that you're self-employed. Well, maybe a really cool business networking event might be quite cool. So start thinking about things that you genuinely really, really enjoy. And the nice thing is the compatibility matrix in the Meet the One guide, which again is absolutely free because I genuinely want more people to enjoy real love. So that's on our website. So you can start to understand where to go and meet someone who's aligned with you. And then we sort of went into how to recognize if someone is emotionally available. So look out for that empathy. Look out if they genuinely care about you and care about your emotional needs. And then five, we talked about how to create that healthy, long-lasting relationship with our four C's framework. So that was compatibility, consideration, communication, and collaboration. So we've covered a lot in just a short space of time. So feel free if you want to, you know, if you're listening on the radio live, go ahead, check out Spotify or Apple Podcasts and things like that. You can go back and listen to all of those previous episodes that you might have missed as well. And you can go through these again and again because I do love to put a lot of information in there for you to be able to enjoy a fantastic relationship in the future. And the other thing is, if you are enjoying these, please feel free to put me a review. I haven't had a review yet. So if you fancy exciting me and sharing a review, or even just sharing this with a friend that you think that this might help, please do it. Because yeah, let's just spread the love. We want more people to have fantastic relationships. So if you are enjoying this, please share. I would really, from the bottom of my heart, really, really appreciate it. So that would be amazing. So before we wrap up then, we have one question from our emails. So this is the part of the show where we actually answer any questions that you have, where you have been struggling in your love life. So you can email us at radio@lovewithintelligence.com. And share your question, because it's important for us to be able to help and support you. So let's have a look who we have got today. So we have Kathy, and Kathy has brought up something really, really, really interesting. And it's about commitment. And I think this is actually a really, really important question, because she was saying, like, so her question basically is looking at commitment. She's afraid of it. She doesn't understand why. She believes that it's something based from childhood. Yes, that's correct. But she's finding herself wanting to go ahead and go into a relationship, and then when things start to get serious, her a commitment phobia starts flaring up, and that's it. She starts putting the walls down. So let's kind of talk a little bit about commitment. So Kathy, one of the things I'd ask you is, what does commitment actually mean to you? Because what I tend to find is with people who are afraid of commitment, there's often this fear of missing out, or feeling bound, or feeling like you've been thrown into a jail and you can't get out. What would happen if you looked at commitment as a choice? And the reason I say this is because commitment is a choice. You get to choose who you commit to. You get to choose if you're happy. You get to choose if you want to continue committing. And the other thing that I tend to see a lot with commitment is, do you actually commit to yourself? When was the last time that you fully committed to yourself on something? Whether it was a project, whether it was a work thing, whether it was, you know, committing to going to bed on time. When was the last time that you've actually fully committed to yourself to something? Because this, usually when we talk about commitment within other people, like committing to another person, that's usually not the problem. It's actually usually the fear of committing to yourself and keeping it in almost like, or just doing the right thing for yourself sometimes. So I want you to look into that and feel into that. You know, when was the last time you fully committed to yourself? And the other thing is what's the fear? What's going to happen if you do commit? Whether that's to yourself, whether that's to a relationship, what's going to happen? What's the worst thing that can happen? And what's the best thing that can happen? Because sometimes it's about weighing up those choices and deciding which one it is that you really want. Because sometimes when we have the fear of commitment, we often just go, oh, I'm afraid of committing, rather than actually saying, well, okay, what's beyond the commitment? So do a little bit of work around that. And if you need help or you need support, feel free to book a free call with me and we can work through that together. So I hope this has been helpful to everyone today. And also, you know, again, if you have any questions, feel free to email the show. So radio@lovewithintelligence.com, or feel free to go ahead and book a free insights call with myself. So you can do that on the Love with Intelligence website, and we will be more than happy to go ahead and support and help you. The other thing is as well, do check out our website, because we do have a ton, and I mean a ton of resources. Not only do we have guides, but we have free trainings, we have videos, we have we've got the podcast episodes that you can go ahead and listen to. We've got the YouTube channel. We have got so many different things. Yeah, blogs, articles on LinkedIn, lots of things on Instagram, Facebook. We're everywhere. So anything that you need when it comes to relationships, feel free to check out everything that we've got, because we are here to support you. We want you to be in the best relationship possible. And to start off with, that's always the relationship with ourselves. And that helps us to move forward to creating real relationships with the right people. So I'm going to leave it there. Have a beautiful week ahead. I'm looking forward to speaking with you next week. Take care and bye for now. You've been listening to the Love with Intelligence radio show. If you do want to learn more about how you can improve your love life, then definitely go over to lovewithintelligence.com. We've got a ton of resources that you can check out to improve your love life today. And also, if you do have a question for the show, please email us at radio@lovewithintelligence.com, and we will answer your questions live on the show.